You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the Monday, a beginning of a new week. All that transpired over the course of the last week and all that we can look forward to over the course of this one is what I bring to you. And on top of that, I know it is Monday. I hope you're feeling well. I hope the first cup of coffee has kicked in and that you had a good weekend. But back to business now. This is a morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The Indian market ended with mild losses on Friday, the 27th of September, as weakness in other Asian markets weighed on investor sentiment. The 30-share BSE Sensex closed the day with a loss of 167 points, or 0.43%, at 38,822.57, with 20 stocks in the red, while the Nifty 50 index finished 59 points, or 0.51% lower, at 11,512.4. Among the 50 stocks in the index, 39 suffered losses. On the institutional front, foreign institutional investors, that is FIIs, sold shares worth 213.6 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors, or DIIs, bought shares worth 458.68 crores in the Indian equity market. That is on the 27th of September, as per provisional data available on the NSE. Global financial firm Standard Chartered noted that mixed global cues in the wake of rising political uncertainty in the US and lingering uncertainty surrounding the US-China trade war have hurt sentiment. Market experts are of the view that the market is expected to see some consolidation due to sharp gains during the last week. Jimit Modi, who is the founder and CEO of Samco Securities and Stocknote, told Money Control, and I quote, "Given the gigantic rally, Mr. Market is expected to cool down till the beginning of the result season. The government has started hustling after taking a huge hit on its yearly revenue of 1,45,000 lakh crore rupees. The hunt for getting back the money from other sources has heightened and the divestment programs have been revived. This will bring vibrancy in capital markets and at the same time suck away liquidity from the bursas, which is a negative for the stock market." Unquote. Nifty 50 has started consolidating after a strong gain. All short-term indicators have moved to overbought levels, which restrict the upside for the time being. Modi of Samco Securities, and I quote, "Short interests have reduced with the month-end expiry and therefore significant upside is not expected in the near term. A 50% retracement is expected before any fresh up move. Traders can go long around 11,000 to 11,100 levels." Unquote. On the global front, the risk of an escalation in US-China trade tensions has risen after media reports indicated that the US President Donald Trump's administration is considering delisting Chinese companies from the US stock exchanges. An escalation in the ongoing trade tussle between the two countries will have a negative effect on markets across the globe, including India. The big news I bring to you today is that major PSUs are pledging 50,000 crore rupees of capex in the period between October and December. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on the September 28th met officials from 32 major public sector undertakings, and the minister then said that they have pegged their capital expenditure pipeline for October to December at 50,000 crore rupees. Sitharaman also said that all the PSUs that attended the meeting said that their capital expenditure targets for 2019-2020, that is April to March, would be met. The minister also said that a portal will be set up by the government for suppliers and contractors to track their due payments. A quick look now at how the charts are stacked up and what they have in store for us today. Nifty managed to hold 11,500 level on the 27th of September and formed a bearish candle on the daily charts, while it rallied 2.1% for the week, seeing the spinning top formation on the weekly scale. Now, what is a spinning top? It is often regarded as a neutral pattern, which suggests indecisiveness in the market. It can be formed in an uptrend as well as in a downtrend. Experts feel the pattern formation and the behavior of the market during the last trading sessions after the September 20th to 23rd rally indicates that the consolidation is likely in the coming days before a fresh breakout. Based on these observations, we'll be keeping a close eye on these levels on the Nifty. Intraday low of 11,499.8, intraday high of 11,593.6, and 200 DMA of 11,247. Maximum call open interest seen at 11,500 and 11,200. Maximum put open interest at 11,000 and 11,500. A few stocks that have been in the news now. Reliance Capital, the company, has concluded the transaction with Nippon Life Insurance Company of Japan to sell its stake in Reliance Nippon Life Asset Management. Kajaria Ceramics, that is Kajaria Tiles Private Limited, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of the company, will start the commercial production of tiles on the 29th of September. Glenmark Pharma, shareholders have approved a proposal to raise up to $200 million, that's about 1,413 crore rupees, through the issuance of debt securities. And finally, Lakshmi Vilas Bank is in the news. Reserve Bank of India has initiated PCA, that is Prompt Corrective Action, for the bank. Also, shareholders have approved the plan for raising up to 1,000 crore rupees by issuance of securities. So, Lakshmi Vilas Bank, Glenmark Pharma, Kajaria Ceramics and Reliance Capital will be on our radar today. And finally, we spoke to Sameet Chavan, who is a chief analyst, technical and derivatives at Angel Broking. And this is what he has to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be a list of two, both buy calls. SBI Life Insurance has a buy call, ended trade on Friday at 842 rupees 50 paise. Stop loss to be placed at 794 rupees for a target of 927 rupees. Sudarshan Chemicals also has a buy call, ended trade Friday at 375 rupees 60 paise. Place your stop loss at 345 rupees and keep your target at 430 rupees. That is SBI Life Insurance and Sudarshan Chemicals, both with buy calls. Our thanks to Sameet Chavan for those recommendations, and that also brings us to the end of this morning's wrap-up of all that took place and a quick look into the future of what we might expect over the course of the day. Here's hoping again that your Monday has begun well, and considering it is a Monday, we will of course be back with more podcasts, some Digging Deeper podcasts, as well as stories of the day in which I will catch you up with all the news of the day. So if you have 20 minutes and you happen to listen to it on 1.5x or 2x, it'll in fact be reduced about 10 or 12 minutes, and then you're caught up with the rest of the world. You don't have to read a newspaper, you don't have to listen to loud primetime television debates. All you need will be in that podcast. That is called Stories of the Day. With that promise, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.